you did today. I mentioned to you a few weeks ago that sometimes you find treasures hiding in plain sight. We've all found that to be true sometime. Do a little spring cleaning this spring. You might find some treasures hiding in plain sight. I mentioned that to you a few weeks ago, that this is true in the Bible. And I mentioned one that has been right there in plain sight in the last chapter of the Bible, of 1 Corinthians 16, where Paul talks about doors. And we talked about that, how God opens doors and he closes doors sometimes. Well, there's another one that is in the last chapter and the last verse of the book of Acts. It's interesting to go to the last chapter and the last verse of the book of Acts, because we're supposed to be turning now to the first chapters of the book of Acts as we leave the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus and move toward Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. For us, that will be Sunday morning, May the 26th, still some distance away from us. But there's a great, great treasure. And if you're a senior citizen, like I am, you appreciate these treasures. It's a word about Paul, and it gives a final verdict. A final verdict about Paul's life. He's now a senior adult, senior citizen. He's living in Rome under house arrest, but nevertheless able to move out freely. And it is the very last word, the very last verse in the book of Acts in the last chapter. I want to read that to you. Here's what it says about him. He, Paul, lived here for 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Isn't that a good word to hear about the great man Paul? That he spent these years preaching and teaching without hindrance, because most of his life was with hindrance and encumbered. And I'll say more about that in just a moment. Now, that's what we know of Paul as far as the Bible goes. The last word about him in the Bible is that he is under house arrest in Rome, but being able to move about freely, preaching and teaching. And we're thankful for that for him. If, however, some non-biblical traditions are accurate, which say that Paul left Rome after these 2 years, still living, still able to move around, and went to Ephesus, that great city. And there, many believe he wrote the pastoral epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. Now, we don't have that specifically laid out for us in the Bible, but it very well may have been accurate. If that's accurate, which I think it is, I want you to hear another verse. It's 2 Timothy 1:14. And we believe it too came from the pen of Paul. Listen to this verse. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Great words from the Holy Bible this morning as we remember the great apostle. Probably the only person, or the first person we would think about in the New Testament, greater than the Lord Jesus Christ himself and all that he did, would be the great apostle Paul. It'd be wonderful if we had the time just to study everything about him. We know him as the great missionary of the New Testament. We know him as the main person after Jesus ascended to heaven. We know that Luke in Acts will tell about all his travels and all his ministries. We know that he was the champion of the Gentile mission. The major task facing Christianity, following the life and ascension of Jesus, was to spread the gospel, to spread it to new places and to new borders. Often this is captured in the mission to the Gentiles, carrying it beyond Jewish boundaries. Paul became the great missionary champion to the Gentiles. He's the writer of 10 plus books in the New Testament. If you take Luke and Paul, Luke was Paul's traveling companion, a physician. Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and who wrote the book of Acts, that's about 25%, pardon me, of the New Testament. You add Paul's letters, 10 plus letters or more in the New Testament. These two people account for the far, far majority of our witness in the New Testament. The New Testament scholar F.F. Bruce has the best description of the Apostle Paul that I have ever read. F.F. Bruce says, the Apostle Paul was the apostle of the heart set free. He was the apostle of the heart set free. And that describes so much about him. But today, I want to go to the end more than the beginning and share with you this final verdict. This final verdict that the Bible has about the great apostle. And that final verdict is, he lived here in Rome for 2 years. He preached and taught about the kingdom of God, and he went about without hindrance. Sometimes those two words are collapsed into one word, an adverb. He went about unhindered. Unhindered. And it's a great thing to think about for the Apostle Paul, that thank goodness, in his last days, that person could live an unhindered life. What kind of story that is. I'm very happy he got there. I'm very happy to know this about him. And I'm very happy to know that this is true for all of us, that we can live this way. All of us want to live unhindered lives. Paul was able to do that, and you may be asking by now, well, I'd sure like to know how. Because my life's not like that right now. I have too many phone calls, too many texts, too many obligations, too many things that are just pressing down upon me, and I am anything but an unhindered person. So I'd just like to know how he got there. Well, the Bible will tell us, and I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. We want to be just like that. Some of you may remember some of the texts, and I'll just choose one that reminds us of this hindered nature of Paul. Do you remember this one? 2 Corinthians 11. This is Paul writing. Are they ministers of Christ also? Talking about false prophets. I am talking like a madman. Far more imprisonments, far more floggings, and often near death. 5 times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I received a stoning. And 3 times I was shipwrecked for a night and a day, and totally adrift at sea. I suffered danger from Gentiles, anger from Jews. I was often without food, And besides all of these, I was under daily pressure because of my anxiety for the churches. Mercy. You can hardly back away from a passage like that. And so a big picture here from the Apostle Paul. Aren't you very thankful that he could reach a time in his senior citizen days that he says, I could go about unhindered. I could go about unhindered. So friends, what is it? What are the secrets? What are the things we should know about making that journey from being so hindered, burdened, like many of us no doubt in here are today with things, to make it to an unhindered stage? I've shared with you before that I grew up in Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's my home. My father was a lake warden, not a game warden, but he was a lake warden. I'm the oldest of three boys. And my job was often helping my father get his patrol boat out of the water and on the boat trailer and all of that at the end of each workday. What made me think of this story I'm about to tell you is the storms that came through last night. And south of Raleigh, we had them. And we were loading his patrol boat. It was a storm was coming up, and it would later come. And we got the boat on the trailer, got the trailer pulled up, the boat and truck pulled up so that everything was safe. And my father said to me, come in the office a minute, son. I want to show you something. And we just got in the office, and I mean the bottom fell out. I didn't know what in the world he wanted to show me, but he said, what I wanted to show you was, do you see those ducks out there in the cove? Now, some of you may be duck hunters and experts on duck, but do you see those ducks? I want you to watch them for a few minutes. Pouring down rain, lightning, thunder, all that. He said, what I want you to see, and I didn't know what he wanted me to see. He said, I want you to watch those ducks float. I want you to watch how they stay buoyant amid the storm. And sure enough, he was right. All that lightning popping around and thunder cracking, they were just floating around and buoyant. He said, that's a good lesson for life, isn't it? And I said, well, yes, sir, it is. I had to think about it 30 years before I got it. He said, the lesson of the ducks, how they could stay buoyant amid life's environment and life's challenges. What was Paul's secret of doing this? Here's one. And you know, I don't think it's anything we do. I think it's gifts that God gives us. And here is one that I just mentioned to you. And that is Paul had a strong belief, an eternal belief in the goodness of God. And I want to pause just a minute with that. I know that a lot of us this morning face challenges. Some even here, a number of people in our church are sick and homebound, many in the hospital. Others right here face challenges. One of the things that happened with Paul was that he developed a lifetime belief in the goodness of God. Is that a belief you have this morning? It's a belief I like to think I have, that God has been so good to me. Oh, I know this challenge is right in front of us. This challenge is right in front of a family. Right in front of you, in your mind, in your heart. But even with all of that, even with all of that, to be able to say, God has been so good to me. Now, I think that's what happened with Paul, that he developed that belief. Now, I know that's elemental, but it is foundational even more than that to a great strength in the Bible. That's the belief I have this morning, and it's the belief I'm wanting all of us to have today. Yes, that's out there. Yes, this is true, but even with it, I believe that God has been so good to me that I trust Him. And because of that, that's the way I want to finish. That's the way I want to believe. Jesus demonstrated that as well, didn't he? As most of you know, I spent my career at Campbell University. Many of you have Campbell connections right here. Story of the school has a good one. 1887, when the university was founded, the Buies Creek Academy started it. Great story about that. Dr. J.A. Campbell, for whom the school is named. Began with 21 students. Five of them worked on a building, and 16 went to class, and they would rotate. Joy Davis knows the story so well. But each week in chapel, they would read Psalm 1. And then they would sing, Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me. Do you like that hymn? Do you remember the words of it? Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous seas. Unknown waves over me roll. Hidden rocks and treacherous shoal. But my chart and compass come from you. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Now, for a number of years, I was part of those convocations that read that passage and sang that hymn, and I was like faculty. Faculty are people who think otherwise. And I can we not read something else? There's a lot in the Bible besides one chapter. Can we not sing another hymn? It's a great hymn. The older I get, the more I appreciate it. Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous seas. Chart and compass come from thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Now notice that there's no automatic pilot there. No hitting the button for an autopilot. It's asking the Lord to do it. This morning, I hope you have the belief that I think Paul had and was the secret to moving from hindered to unhindered. And that was a strong belief in the goodness of God. I believe that. And I hope I have the strength to always live that out. And to trust God's goodness. That's a big thing to say, I know. But it comes with facing those tempestuous seas. So that's one big thing. Here's the second one. I think Paul had a purpose greater than his own pain. I think Paul developed a sense in his life, and this is big picture, a purpose greater than his own pain. And that's Acts also. Acts 6:16 illustrated that. That's the story of the Philippian jailer. Do you remember that one? Paul and Silas in jail. They were singing hymns at midnight. But then an earthquake happened. Jail door came open. And the guard of the door was afraid that the prisoners had escaped and that the Romans were going to take care of him if he let those prisoners escape. And he ran in and he was about to do harm to himself. And Paul shouted to him, no, wait. We're here. We're here. We didn't leave. You see, Paul had a purpose greater than his own pain in that prison. And the story says he witnessed to the Philippian jailer, and as time went by during the night, he witnessed to the whole family, and he baptized them. My goodness, what a story that is. Paul had a purpose that was greater than his own pain. That's a good word, isn't it? And he lived that out in that great story. How in the world do we journey from being so hindered to being unhindered. I think it's a great belief in the goodness of God. I think it's a great belief in having a purpose that's greater than the pain we might be experiencing, and I don't mean to minimize that pain at the moment. And thirdly, and here's where our second verse comes in from 2 Timothy. We trust in the sureness of the Holy Spirit. I love that verse that Paul wrote, if he wrote that, which I think he did. Guard. Guard this good treasure that is entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit. That we have that treasure of the gospel. That treasure of the gospel does not belong to us. We belong to it. We belong to it. And we trust the Holy Spirit. Friends, I know the world has challenges now. I know that we face these things. We have physical challenges. Do not underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. What the Lord can do and do for us. I'm so thankful I found that treasure hiding in plain sight. Paul lived here for 2 years. He lived at his own expense. He preached and taught about Jesus. And he went about without hindrance. This morning, there may be something in your heart that's keeping you from being unhindered. No one needs to know about it but you and God. As we sing today, I pray for you a heart made clean and the anchoring of beliefs that you believe no matter what happens. God has been so good to me. And that you can have a purpose that is greater than your pain. And know that the Holy Spirit protects you and strengthens you moment by moment.